Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Nice open house.
This hour on The Score brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Summer has a certain hue. The kind of vibrancy you can feel and almost hear. And Sam Adams Summer Ale, with 3 new colors with 1 great taste, captures the colors of summer perfectly. There's the yellow of the rising day, the orange of a heat-ripened afternoon, and the blue of long, cool nights. These are the colors of summer in one perfect summer ale. Sam Adams, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans,
can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
/score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
It's 102 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson was named for Rocky Marciano. He became a Golden Gloves champ before landing on the AHL's all-time top 10 list for penalty minutes. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
It's now the second half of the season, and we're chasing a team and playing with urgency, which seems like something you don't necessarily always do early in the season, is something that you start to really do late in the season. Every game's important, and we do need to find that winning combination. You call it whatever you want, mentality, edge. Our guys want to win. They're talented. They care. They're passionate.
And they're back on the field tonight. Theo Epstein's Cubs in Baltimore to begin the second half. Mike Montgomery gets the start. The Cubs are 2 games under .500. They trail first-place Milwaukee by 5.5 games in the National League Central. White Sox reinstate both Miguel Gonzalez and Tyler Saladino from the DL. The Sox hosting Seattle. James Shields gets the ball tonight. Hockey Blackhawks agree to terms on a 1-year deal with defenseman Eric Gustafson. NBA, the Bulls take on the Sixers in Summer League action tonight. Tennis, Roger Federer is back in the Wimbledon final for the 11th time in the last 15 years. He beats Thomas Burdick in straight sets. American Sam Querrey loses his Wimbledon semifinal match to Marin Cilic, so Cilic will play Federer for the title. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Schaumburg Ford. When searching for a new Ford, search for warmanford.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
I'll do it.
Zach, thank you. Zach had our updates today along with Joe Ostrowski earlier on. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp for producing the show so well. Ray Diaz helped out as well. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well to watch 670thescore.com. Guests on the show today included Casey Johnson in studio, Eno Saris from Fangraphs. Just talked to him in studio. And who else was on the show? Jonah Carey was on the show earlier. Barry Rosner, thank you, sir. Nice to work with you again.
I will see you next week.
Monday and Tuesday. And now, here they are, Bernstein and Goff. Hello, man.
What's up? You coined a great term earlier. It was during your ill-fated Murph bit with the listener and listener
together. Right, I was crossing the...
Hey, eavesdropping. Yeah. They're the voice of the fans. Then when you said... you said... passionately uninformed.
Yeah, they were.
But that is such a nice way of saying irretrievably stupid. I laughed out loud. Because it's like I could hear the gears turning in your head. You're just wanting to be nice about it, as is your want. And you said those are two passionately uninformed.
What's funny is that when I read the text where a guy says, you know, when people make bad arguments about both sides of a trade, you probably got yourself a pretty good trade. That guy actually had said idiots, but I paraphrased.
But there's so much. I ran into a lot of it today. You have to work so hard to not understand this trade. You have to go out of your way to try to not understand this trade. And the fact is, I keep reading blockbuster, 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 and hearing it.
And I know every time I say it, it's not really a blockbuster.
It's easy to default to blockbuster. Right. And I think Sahadev Sharma says it. When you think about it, nobody's risking anything. There's no risk.
No, I disagree with that. I think there's risk for.
I think there's a lot of
risk. A lot of risk for Theo.
Why?
Because he's cleaned out the system.
So what? He didn't need prospects.
There's risk on both sides.
I don't think so. He does. One team doesn't.
Of course, there is. If Quintana does really well for the Cubs,
wonderful.
And these guys don't work out for the Sox, there's risk there.
No,
for the White
because
Sox.
You don't want Quintana anyway. Because you don't want to win right now.
That's a different argument than whether there's risk for each side in this deal. Of course there is.
I don't think so.
I'm saying that's part of the reason why there's not, though.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think all Quintana's doing is keeping you from losing.
Yeah, but what if the prospects don't work and Brinson and Ray become great players for the Brewers?
So you would have had Quintana here standing in the way of your rebuild.
Well, then you can say that about every single deal if everything is just so what.
No, I'm saying it in this particular deal. Getting rid of Quintana helps you, even if these guys are nothing.
Yeah, but this was another one that they had to capitalize on and get right. Okay? If you don't, as you sell off a marketable asset like that and don't get it right, there's risk in that.
You obviously want Jimenez to be terrific. You want him to be, but the idea of stockpiling prospects is all about risk mitigation. I mean, the fact that you have nine,
we talked about that earlier. Yeah. You get as many as you possibly can, and you hope that a few of them become really good players. But I mean, to suggest that there's no danger in this for either team, Quintana can get hurt tomorrow,
still don't need prospects.
So there's risk in that Well, of course, it's all asset management, Dan. You do need those prospects. From the Cubs' standpoint, you want to capitalize on that.
What will be your risk if the Cubs sign a $150 million pitcher who sucks, even though they have all the money in the world?
Right.
Is that a risk? Is that a risk that has gone bad? Because, I mean, there's a risk at some point here for the Cubs in being on top. I think this is a risky move for them.
If they move for Verlander, then you're maybe talking about the amount of commitment, the financial commitment.
How about giving Yu Darvish, who's already had Tommy John once, $150 million?
Ooh, Yu Darvish. That's not a name I'd really given a lot of consideration.
Really? That's the top
number one.
Yeah, I just hadn't heard about any Cubs significant
interest
there.
They've been connected to the Cubs for the better part of a year.
I think you're passionately uninformed on this.
Darvish.
You are correct.
I wonder. He's how far removed from it, from the surgery?
He missed all of last year, right? Yeah.
He's back at the start of this year. Yeah, why not? I mean,
not my organization. What the hell?
But Verlander has not lost velocity.
He did,
but he got it back. He took a dip.
Right.
That's where everybody was scared about him for a year or so, and then he got back to the 94.
Back to 95. Yeah.
Well, I think the Verlander ship has sailed now that you've cleaned out your system for.
I don't know, because that's more of a money deal and not a prospects deal.
Yeah, that if you're taking enough money, maybe you can give him a little bit less. Yeah, I suppose so. I think there's a lot of risk for both sides, so I don't know exactly what you're saying.
I just don't see it that way. I think neither team needed what it gave up. Cubs don't need prospects. White Sox are better off without Quintana. Because they're closer to winning a World Series by losing more games. And the way it all times up, these guys will all be coming here. There's going to be so many damn hot prospects in the White Sox organization, you're not going to worry if one or two of them bombs out. And again, really, were you looking also at the way the Cubs were using Cease, or more specifically not using him, about how they weren't letting him pitch deeply into games? He hadn't thrown more than 90 pitches because of his injury history.
Yeah, anyway, because he's got a Tommy John in there,
correct,
too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
correct.
You get a Tommy John. Right. Michael Pineda gets one today. Congratulations.
Not that. Crazy. Well, second opinion, though, right?
Well, what's going to be interesting
and
is
you're
that,
ugly, too.
Exactly.
He's still a free agent. Somebody's gonna get a bargain and take a flyer on him as a Tommy John guy.
Of course.
And
the history's there. You know they come back.
These guys get recycled. That's all it is. They're like, all right, you go over there now. I'll see you in 4 or 5 years when they're done with your arm thingy.
You know,
and then you come back over here when you're old and might go championship hunting after that. You'll be the fourth starter. You'll be... Who's the guy with the Royals? The guy who couldn't break a...
Bruce Chen?
No, the guy who couldn't break a window the last time the Royals won a World Series a couple of years ago.
Chris Young?
Yes, Chris Young. Yes. It's like, you'll come back around at some point, and you'll be a guy starting World Series
He started a World Series
game. 86, 87?
84, something like that.
Or like one of the Weavers
He gave him five innings.
You know, they should have put a window up there between the home plate and the mound to see.
Yeah, like these... if you're piped in and you're a guy who isn't a raging asshat in a clubhouse, you'll be back and you'll find your way into somebody's
Speaking
rotation.
Of raging asshats, I keep thinking about John Lackey because when things got bad at
nice
the end,
us.
When things got... No, I think he's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to talk to him and John Lester together.
I want to talk to John Lackey.
We did that one time.
A couple days after they DFA him. And he's on the phone at home, and he's had a
hammered
couple.
Drunk.
That's
the exit interview.
Yes,
that's a good one.
It's a good one to John Lackey.
Hey, who's got a cell? Need that ready for the John Lackey exit interview. Miguel Montero would talk to everybody. But when it went bad at the end in Boston, there were risky signings that blew up. Carl Crawford and John Lackey was when it went bad. And so I constantly think about what went wrong there and how they're either going to avoid it as long as possible or just do it at the very end before they all go away.
Well,
right?
Because
at the end of this 5-year deal, they're all gone.
As long as you got Brian Rizzo healthy and, you know, still young, you're going to be able to make your Julio Lugo mistakes. You're going to be able to make those signings where you're like, this guy sucks. But
they might have done it with Hayward.
But Brian and Rizzo. You know, Brian and Rizzo.
Yeah.
And whatever pitching that you can staple together. I mean, this is... I was a little cautious, and it wasn't me just loving chaos, but I was a little cautious when it was like, every single year it'll be a World Series run. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, like the reason why it was so magical is because it's not supposed to happen like
this.
Oh, that was crazy.
It's not supposed to be five guys coming up and being excellent all at once.
It's not normal.
It's not. So now that we're getting some of the shell-shocked Cub fans, like, what's going on with our young guys?
Well, they're being young guys.
You didn't know anything about your young guys, and you're learning about your young guys. Well, you know that a couple of your young guys are excellent, and everyone in Major League Baseball would love to have them.
Mm-hmm.
You also are learning that a couple of your young guys... You know, dealing with an offseason.
The Royals
dealing
went
with adversity, dealing with pressure.
Royals went to two World Series in a row. Before that, they had this entire group of young guys come up and they suffered.
That was the,
it was
this
absolute
second,
misery.
Isn't this the second grouping? Because I will never forget Hawk Harrelson telling me,
Johnny Damon.
Hawk Harrelson telling me about Angel Baroa and the who was the manager?
Tony Pena.
How the Kansas City Royals and Tony Pena was going to be whooping people's ass in the AL Central for years to come. And then Angel Baroa went away, and Tony Pena got his ass fired. And that was when they had five of the top 100 then.
Yeah,
and
Mike
then
Sweeney was part of that.
Beltran, Johnny Damon, right?
Sure, no, Beltran was before Pena. But I think Pena got his gig after Beltran had already done the Houston,
St.
Louis
thing. Angel Baroa,
because Angel Baroa was the rookie of the year. So, you know, this is kind of what happens.
Yeah, this is what happens. What happened in 15 and 16 is not normal.
That's why Addison Russell, to me, is going to be the barometer for the second half of the season in a lot of ways, because he's done things in the postseason, had a schedule, he's done things, he's caused us to make a whole lot of comparisons, and people who've watched him play, and scouts who said, well, here's where the upside is. But if he doesn't get better, if he doesn't become a positive impact player,
he's killing it.
Oh, no, there's no question. But where we thought he'd made some strides with some of those postseason at-bats and management of the strike zone.
Small sample size.
Got to see that. You just got to see that level of concentration, that level of preparation, that level of understanding.
Got a lot going on this year.
Yes, he does. And that's still, that investigation is still open-ended with the team not getting any information from MLB on when it's going to wrap up.
His agent was he came out very forcefully a couple of days ago saying that.
Because there's nobody talking to him.
Correct.
There's nobody talking to him. But this is one of those times where, like, it becomes public and you think, oh, maybe that will ease the distraction, or no. He still looks like the very same lost guy. That's why when this rumor about Sonny Gray came up, me and Barry both thought, maybe they want Addison Russell back. Maybe Billy Beane wants Addison Russell back.
Bet he'd like to have him back.
Yeah, but you don't sell
why
low.
Now?
No, he's not getting him. I'm just saying he'd probably like to, but he ain't getting him.
Do you smoke those at any point?
What are you talking about? Oh!
Blunts in your pocket?
The cigar?
Yeah.
Yeah, just on the golf course.
Okay.
Or at the track.
I've been doing more of it lately for some reason.
Smoking them?
Yeah, because then I go out on the balcony and that's my time away from everybody.
Right. And now you got a kid, so there's added need for that time.
Yeah, everybody that wants something from me, doesn't love me the way they should. And it's all the kid, by the way. Yeah. And
hey, Jay.
Start to grill a little bit, pour myself a nice little smoky scotch or something that I got on tap.
Let me just
make yourself an old fashioned when no one else will.
Right. I can do it old-fashioned in Denver.
Just one bit of advice.
Get used to it.
Well, and from my perspective, don't eat a giant bowl of mac and cheese.
I got you.
Okay? That doesn't go anywhere good.
You know what? And that's the thing.
Because you could.
I haven't had an appetite.
How giant?
Like a salad bowl?
Yeah, yes.
Really a mixing bowl?
Well, I don't do it anymore, but there was a time they're like, it's my time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my time.
My time to hate myself, but love myself at the same time.
My time to, I'm going to take care of myself in ways that actually damage me long term.
But like homemade mac and cheese, like Stouffer's or Kraft?
No, just pasta, cheese. And then throw some butter in there and some cheese, some salt.
Three ingredients, pasta, cheese, butter, microwave,
and salt. Good night, everybody.
I'll
see you when I'm full and I can't move across the room.
I haven't gotten to that, but like I can't wait to go outside and go grill. And she's like, "Oh, you're grilling again?" I'm like, "Yes, yes, I am." And I'll see you at 11:30.
Like, I've been gone for a while.
I go out there and I because the Wi-Fi is strong enough. My Xfinity X.
Do you have TV out there? You bring the iPad out there?
No, I bring the phone out there. And I just watch whatever podcast or whatever,
on the phone.
Video cast that I've missed an hour or so.
This is
light up a cigar, a Padrino or something like that.
This is my dream, and I've always had this, and I have it now on the balcony, that wherever I happen to lie down, right?
Safe enough to go to sleep?
No, wherever I happen to lie down, I would then like a perfectly sized big screen TV at exactly the correct angle right in front of me. Like if I'm staring up in a corner because I'm lying down, I should be able to project the image exactly right there on a big screen TV. And if I'm on my balcony and there's a wall there, there's a column on my balcony, I'm on the balcony couch, there should be a television right there.
This is why I...
Why can't this happen?
I went to the dentist the other day, right there on State Street, Dentology, and I got a deep cleaning and it hurt like all hell. But it was so magical because not only do they have a television when you're sitting up, they have a television on the,
they have it above
on the,
you,
on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and I was like, this is hell and heaven all at the same time.
Right.
My dentist's name was Carmelo, and he was like, yeah.
trying to work a deal for the clearing cap space for him.
Very fancy young man. He is like,
they can use a dentist like that in Houston.
He's like, are you okay, Mr. Goff? I'm like, Carmelo, I'm all yours, man. You got television on the ceiling. You got television on the
wall. You know, when I saw Nine Inch Nails a lot of years ago, one of the keyboard players had this like crazy keyboard rig where he would play, and then he would like throw it. But it was on like a column that was flexible.
So it went in a circle.
It would just stop. Wherever like the inertia had it stop, he could walk over there and then play it direction. And then he could push it across the stage and go play it over there.
Sort of aggressive. I don't like you anymore.
I'm done with you.
And Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails and the Defiant Ones. I'm telling you now, if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Brother,
I know I need to, right?
Jimmy Iovine is as genius comes in terms of the music business, all the things that he saw coming to the music business, what was happening to labels.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the parallels of his and Dre's career and how they ran into each other and the editing and the sound.
Barry agrees with you. He went to catch a train, but Barry likes that show an awful lot.
What are you going
to
do?
I'll have to take your guys' word for it about this idea of, because I rarely lie down. Especially for watching TV.
I almost called you an effing vampire.
I don't sit often. And if I'm lying down, it's usually in my bed, on my mattress firm mattress, and sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm watching TV, I'm almost always standing up.
So you don't sit on the couch and watch a game?
I don't.
That's why you miss so many damn games.
No, I stand up.
Because you're too busy doing some other things.
No,
you stand for a 2.5 hour game.
That's why you're 135 pounds. You're just here.
You look like you're 135.
I don't know. I feel weird to like lie down. Like we don't have a TV that can be seen from our
bed.
Somebody
do something to you?
Standing's my favorite. I like standing.
Is there something you want to talk about?
Right. I have two dolls in my bag.
Show me where the TV touched
you. You have a couch on your deck?
Yeah.
I have a full length couch on the balcony.
Every time I drive, it's remarkable.
Do you look up? Can you see it?
If my sunroof isn't open, I open it up and every once in a while I'll scream Speegs or I'll look up because I can't see the angle.
I don't know
what floor
I'm on.
If you're coming down the side street.
Once in a while I'll look up and I turn my music all the way up and I'm like, let me see if I can bother Spiegel.
So if you're grilling.
I'm glad you weren't driving by at about 10:45 last night.
So you set the stake down and then you lie down?
Urine out the window or something. Oh, okay.
Oh!
All right, we got to take a break. You guys,
let's go!
You guys are next. Bernstein and Goff are on the score.
You know what I'm saying?
Jose Quintana.
Come back in the room. Your face looks like it's been on the grill the whole time.
indentation. You grill and then you lie down on the grilling couch. Yeah, and then you get back up.
That's why this man was so spry this morning on the air.
There's an available show that I hope nobody saw.
That is time to perform. I went outside. I told Chris.
He's got the James Brown cape on.
I can't do no more. I went outside.
I did have a guy named Jerome next to me with a mirror.
I know I'm getting old because I'm okay with walking around in my drawers in public. I went outside last night because I forgot to put the cover on the grill. And I'm like, oh, damn. And she's like, Jason, you're in your boxers. I'm like, that's fine. I go outside. People are partying on their balcony.
I'll go out front to get the mail.
We are our fathers.
It ain't two MF and Baku. And I threw it over the grill and got my ass back in the house.
All right, man. Have a good show.
Have a good weekend, bro.
There you too. Spiegs and Rosner back with you on Monday.
White Sox GM Rick Hahn joined the Spiegel and Parkin Show with Lawrence Holmes filling in for Danny, talking about the huge trade with the Cubs.
Now, we've been thrilled with the fan reaction. You know, once some of these players that a lot of people are excited about in the minor leagues start coming to Chicago over the coming years, people are going to have even more reason to be excited.
Hear the entire Rick Hahn interview with Spiegel and Lawrence at 670thescore.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Richard Sherman is one of the brighter people in sports, also one of the most outspoken. And he was almost certainly right when he said Wednesday that the only way NFL players have any chance to change the current pay system is to go on strike. Memo to Sherman, it's not going to happen. Should NFL player contracts be guaranteed the way they are in the NBA, NHL, and MLB? Of course they should be, especially since football players are far more likely to get hurt than players in the other team's sports and have much shorter careers. Will the owners ever give in on this issue? No, because they don't want to pay players who can't play and because they can get away with it. When NFL players last went out on strike in 1987, the owners brought in scabs for 3 weeks and in essence broke the union. Players with short careers can't afford a long work stoppage. Sad, but true. I'm John Feinstein.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hill's Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hill's Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hill's Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hill's Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car. Paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and moving in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score. Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well. We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball. And we have a lot of talent. So that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Big, big, big. And he's red, red, red. And that's how he got to earn the name. Big Red.
Scoreboard update.
1:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. New Wolves head coach Rocky Thompson was named for Rocky Marciano. He became a Golden Gloves champ before landing on the AHL's all-time top 10 list for penalty minutes. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We're really talented and we're not playing well. It's as simple as that. So, of course, you know, if you went guy to guy to guy in that clubhouse, no one's happy with the way we're playing. And we need to find a way to play better. It's as simple as that.
Let's see if having a chance to reset at the All-Star break makes Theo Epstein's Cubs a better team. The second half of the season begins tonight in Baltimore. Mike Montgomery goes for the Cubs, who are 43-45. They're 5.5 games behind first-place Milwaukee in the National League Central. The Cubs' offense, 14th in baseball in batting average. Their starting pitchers are 17th in the majors in ERA. Jose Quintana officially added to the 25-man roster. He'll wear number 62. Dylan Floro sent back to Iowa. White Sox home against Seattle. James Shields will take the mound. Miguel Gonzalez and Tyler Saladino have both been reinstated from the DL. Hockey, the Blackhawks agree to a one-year deal with defenseman Eric Gustafson. NBA Bulls face the 76ers tonight in Summer League action. Tennis, Roger Federer advances to the Wimbledon final. He beats Thomas Burdick in straight sets. In fact, Federer has not dropped a set in the entire tourney. He'll go for a record 8th Wimbledon title against Marin Cilic, who beat American Sam Querrey. And how about this? Ty Cobb reportedly now representing the President of the United States. Cobb is a relative of the Baseball Hall of Famer who has a Raleigh Fingers-esque mustache, but this Cobb is a veteran Washington lawyer who will join the White House to oversee legal and media response into various ongoing investigations into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Friend of mine. Great friend of mine.
Yeah, baseball legend as well, among other things. You can Google it. Taco Bell's new double chalupa now comes in a $5 box with a Doritos Locos Taco, crunchy taco, and a medium soda. But it won't be around forever, so love it while it lasts. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford.
Push it, pull it, tow it, you go!
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ford.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Mike in Montclair. What's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you,
yeah,
you put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents.
Well, you know.
Not just you and yours.
This is my day. That's
Pedro, name a word that rhymes with yummy.
Miami.
Say hello to Miami. Come on.
This is my day. This is Friday. Yeah, this is my day.
Somebody like Miguel Sano would be a favorite of our friend Chris Berman, who, of course, did the Home Run Derby forever. So with a minute to go and in honor of Boomer, we'll give you a back.
Yes!
Gone!
I'll have what she's having.
Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Happy Friday, and it's going to be happy for us and you until about 5:30, and then baseball.
I thought something bad was going to happen.
Well, you never know. It's the Cubs. Yeah. Sweet, blessed baseball returns at 5:30, Cubs-Orioles, but we are on until then, and here is what we have. Gary Thorne, the veteran play-by-play voice of the Orioles for Masson. That's what Mid-Atlantic Sports Network,
if I believe. If you say it, I believe it. He's Gary Thorne is more important and famous for me because he was the voice of my hockey, my national hockey youth. When you heard that music, you knew Gary Thorne was going to be bringing you an LA Kings and Ottawa Senators game on a Wednesday night for no damn reason on ESPN. So
also
looking forward to it.
A White Sox broadcaster in 1989 as well. So he's going to talk stuff with us. We're going to do In Other News a little earlier today at 3 o'clock. We're going to do Friday Fung.
Yeah,
4 o'clock today.
We got a Friday Funk segment for you guys that is pretty easy. You don't need to email about it. What you do need to do is think about the questions you will ask, though, because at 4 o'clock,
ask us anything. It doesn't mean we answer anything.
Oh, I'm answering everything.
It just means, well, careful by saying that. I'm just going to trap right?
Trap for what? You bring the same energy, no matter what.
Yes, yeah, so we'll do Ask Us Anything at 4, and then some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. You listen to us live streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. We also are on Twitter. It is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at BernsteinGoffShow. Website, BernsteinAndGoffShow.com. There is the Facebook page where you can like the 670 The Score page to interact with us. And the video stream at Watch670TheScore.com and Facebook Live. That is brought to you by American Needle. It is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Stat for 600, please.
The Cubs' Hack Wilson, 1930. 191 these. Gavin.
What is home runs?
Nope.
You nerd. You should have watched more baseball, you nerd.
There's two correct answers to that. One is runs batted in, the other drinks.
Oh, heck. I'd like to throw them back a little bit.
Way more than 190 drinks.
I was saying in a sitting. Yeah. I mean,
I did not know that.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I mean, didn't everybody back then know?
Yeah, but not like Hack.
Oh, Hack was like a superhero amongst
apparently was like, he you know, is he here? Is he not here? Is Ed here? Is Doc in for Ed? And I guess the character of Jimmy Dugan from A League of Their Own, while largely based on Jimmy Fox, also
was Hack?
There was some of that in there, too.
Oh, yep. One of the great urination scenes in all of movie history.
Yep.
Yeah, he actually
it was real
did that.
Too.
Yeah,
yep.
Like a two-minute just let it ride. I like to impress my lady in the morning by doing that.
There's that and immediately...
In the toilet, right, by the way.
Yeah.
My bad.
Fake news.
Right, right. Well...
I would say there's
I'm the president of my house.
There's that scene, and then there is immediately unfrozen Austin Powers. You don't remember that?
Only funniest Austin part Powers of it. I've seen is Goldmember.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, the first one.
Yeah. I'm the only one that saw was the one Beyonce in it.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, the very first one, it's an homage to the scene in Sleeper. When Fielding Mellish is also woken up from his long time in the time capsule thingy.
I got you.
But this was Mike Myers was
okay.
What about Naked Gun?
Naked Gun's there. What about Thanks?
Saw Naked Gun.
But see what I love about that particular scene in Austin Powers is it is the Harvard Lampoon rule of three, rule of 17 for comedy.
Yeah.
If you know one thing, second thing, third thing. And if you go past three,
you gotta keep going.
You've got to go all the way to 17. The other example being Sideshow Bob stepping on rakes in the Simpsons Cape Fear episode. Where you
think the gag is over.
Right. But once it's gone past, okay, that's funny, and it's like, oh, the gag's not over, you gotta bring it all the way home.
It works with infants as well. Because I'm like, why are you still laughing
right.
at this?
Right.
Why are you still laughing at this? I'll keep doing it until you stop laughing and start crying.
Yep.
That's what it is.
That happened to us at the San Diego Science Museum when my son was two. There was a machine that made like a boyoying sound.
Oh,
and we spent 20 minutes
just doing
and
that.
It was as if every time I'd heard it for the first time.
And everybody's like, look at this weird ass family over here.
What are they saying? There it is.
And by the way, for everybody who is texting right now. Yes, you're right. Hack me, Gene. It's going to be one of those days.
I hope it is.
It is going to be one of those days. It's a Friday. If you're at work right now, you're going to get off pretty soon here. What, in like 3.5, 4.5 hours or something like that? The weather, I like this weather outside right now. It's like kind of cool, kind of crisp, but still not cold. I'm going to go watch myself some War of the Planet of the Apes because.
It's supposed to be really good.
The baby.
The gorilla.
Yes. Oh, dude. You know how many times I'm just going to scream out? If you are near block 37 around 6:37 o'clock tonight, and you just hear someone screaming out the gorilla over and over again, that'll be this guy right
is
here.
Andy Serkis ever not in motion capture suits? Like, is there that as an act? I know he's like the motion capture actor guy, right? Because he's Gollum and he's the apes and all that. I gotta put this again.
I didn't put that together.
Like, again.
Didn't he read something as Gollum on somebody's late night show a couple nights ago?
Trump's tweets as Gollum or something.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But it's like, if you're that actor, at one point you just want to show your face. Right.
You're like, dude, I can do other things.
It doesn't have to be in the motion.
Like, No.
You go back where you're supposed to go.
Put that ping pong ball suit on right now.
Check still cash, Serkis.
Damn right.
The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
When they told me at the office that I would be the one saying these names, as you can imagine,
Better you than me.
I threw a party in my head, and then I told everyone on Twitter about it. So here we are, kids. It is my pleasure to say that it was two Reddit users, WhatButt23 and Katy Perry's first discussed the trade on a White Sox subreddit. Props to Katy Perry's WetBud23.
Damn it! I thought you were going to take a step that no man has ever taken.
Wait,
on
was
the
that,
station.
That was on Comcast last night?
Yes!
And they let it ride?
Yes! Layla Rahimi went there, ladies and gentlemen. So if you DVR'd it last night and you are a big Comcast fan... Yeah, right there for you. Katy Perry's hole. Good times. And WetButt23. This is where journalism has gone. This is what's happening now. Reddit users are breaking stories.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Chris grew up in Syosset, maybe upper middle class.
This guy's Donald Duck on steroids.
Should we fake a kiss before I go to work? Look at Ginny. She wants me out of this house so bad. Go! Kissy! I'll see you later.
Yeah, dude. What? I watched the 30 for 30 on the Mike and the Mad Dog show last night. And yeah, there's a few takeaways I have. I don't know if you want to do it now or what, but that whole thing, super weird. Like that they were doing it back in the days where there were no rules, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's harder to do what we do now than it was back then, because there was nothing to compare it to. It was Wild Wild West, you know, and every city, you know, eventually had its own family. You know, we had the Score, they had the Fan, you know, Philly had their had Whip. Yeah, exactly. You had K Fan and everything. Then you went out west for some time with some guys after that. But that thing was all things weird, ego driven, and like, yeah, we got to have some kind of ego to do this gig. But it was just, Dan, when I tell you, I never want a partnership to be that way. I never want to work on a show.
Hey, this comes from the guy who's not sitting in the power chair. Let's be honest, folks.
What do you mean?
Remember that part in the dock of the power chair?
Yeah,
I never heard of that before.
The power chair.
What's a power chair?
Tanny?
Apparently, the power chair is the host position that faces the control room.
Yeah, dude. Like
that just helps you get yelled at by producers easier.
right, exactly.
Little do they know that we have our monitors positioned so no one can see us back there.
Dude, right, I was gonna say, in my experience, if you're actually looking at the producers, that means you're bearing the brunt of the producers abusing you.
And I also noticed,
I guess it doesn't work that way for them.
Like, I used to go to New York, New Jersey to go visit my grandparents and some family at the end of every summer trip of when I went to Belize. And I'd listen to The Fan. And I'd listen as a kid, and then when I grew a little bit older, I started listening more at night, like when I got off the air here or when I was done working, and I listened to Tony Page and Steve Summers because they were the night crew guys. But there's not a whole lot of
fun
or different faces.
Yeah.
Like it was,
diversity was not a stretch.
Yeah, it was. Right. This is the perspective. Don't veer from the perspective. Like even the fan base. Like I was like,
Bensonhurst.
Yeah, Bensonhurst.
Bruce.
Like they did an entire 30 for 30. Bryant Gumbel got a look like 2 minutes in, and that was the only brown face you saw for the rest of the
hour. When Bryant Gumbel is right. Your lone
dude,
representative.
Like there was like right. No brothers listened to The Fan. Like I know how brothers feel now about Mike Francesa because of some of the things that he said over the years and some of the like the obvious stereotypical things that he's kind of mentioned. And he's an old dude and he's stuck in his ways. But my God, I'm sitting there like, all right, let me get do any brothers listen to The Fan or any brothers involved with The Fan? Like I met Evan and Joe when they came here and that was fun. And Evan, you know, we're kind of the same age, kind of got in the business at the same time. So it was cool to see those guys. North and Jigs actually were in it for a couple of seconds there, but man, oh man, that thing, that was it was depressing as hell. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be either.
Would you go see Daredevil?
Which one is that now?
That's Ben Affleck's new movie about the guy who's a blind crime fighter who turns into Daredevil.
True story?
Yes, it's a true story. Yeah, this segment brought to you by AutoZone. Hurry in, save big, get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Restrictions and details apply. Limit two, get in the zone. AutoZone. We'll talk to Gary Thorne, the voice of the Baltimore Orioles, at the top of the hour on The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Tuesday at 2 on The Score.
I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world championship.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
When this world seems complicated,
did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Chip.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jack on the cell phone. Jack, what's going on today?
Hey, Mike, I want to slap your butt cheek.
Okay, I heard that from Jack on Saturday. Here is nicely produced Mike and Yonkers. Mike, what's going on today?
Jack's got to have something better to do.
What's He's up,
got
guys?
Maybe he doesn't.
No, maybe not. I love... There's a Mel Karmazan was in there, and all the people from Infinity Broadcasting were in there, and it was like a sports radio ghost past.
Last time I saw Mel Karmazan, he was on this videotape that we're watching, telling us to not sexually harass
yes!
people in the hallways. And then Terry says something, and we're all watching this, and Terry's like, "I can't concentrate because all the buttons are about to fly off his sport coat." Because he looked like he was just sort
stuffed
of
sausage.
Packed in there. Right?
He's a Sirius XM guy now, I believe.
Yeah, I guess you're supposed to be all serious. Take this seriously. It's important for the company. Screw this. I don't need any of
those were the greatest times when you just walk in and just sit right behind Terry and allow whatever 45-minute... Oh, remember when Paul Agassi did the sales thing in the McClurg?
Yes. When we went to McClurg?
In the big ass conference room, and he had like Springsteen ready to rock, but it wouldn't fire.
Oh, that one! Yes, I thought when all the CBS stations were at McClurg and morale was at an all time low, and it was like the super low point when the overnight people were doing the pirate show and nobody knew about it.
There's been some great times. Like what is it? 16 years? 17 years? So I'm 36. 16 of those years have been spent with this station or in this company, and I've seen some of the craziest things, and I can't even imagine what the hell happened like before I got to the score, like what was going on and
how punching people were each other in the hallways,
screaming at each other, and all those.
I remember after
West Side Mike stretching out Doug Buffone in the back alley.
I remember after.
You know why Sammy Sosa can't see, right? Because he's got ocular herpes from the steroids. Like West Side Mike always had a steroid call. Like, all right, Mike, we got it. You're a former trainer, and you
not our
get
guy,
on
West Side Mike.
That's Hitman Mike. That's DJ Hitman Mike. Two different guys.
I remember
West Side Mike was and every time he called, we were told not to put him on the air. And some way, somehow, he made it to the back door of the station. And Doug is out there smoking a cigarette. And then I go out there to go get Doug to come back and do the segment. And he's stretching Doug's quads and hammies out. And I'm like, Doug, don't do that. Get away from him. And I push West Side Mike off of Doug. And he's like, what's wrong, little buddy? What are you? I'm like, Doug, I'm taking care of you. That guy's a crazy person. He's like, I could have handled a little buddy.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline, Drug or Alcohol Problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Yeah, I'd be lying if I said there weren't times shortly after taking the position in May of 1995 that I thought, what in God's name is this? Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, hey, look, I got an opportunity at a sports radio station and a top three market and all that. It was just
things are looking up.
Yeah, but it was still fun, but I'm like, no one's running this place.
Should someone be running the place?
No one's in charge. The supposed boss is hiding in his office and people are yelling at him through the door.
Yeah, the hosts. They were cowboys back then. It's a lot different.
Oh man, is it ever. This portion of Sports Radio 670 is sponsored by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling of knowing you're safe. Let you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Keep it here. We have a conversation with Gary Thorne, longtime sports voice. That's next on The Score.
Baseball fans and food lovers, enter the Jewel Osco Take Me Out to the Barbecue contest to win passes for an exclusive cooking demo in CBS Radio's Culinary Kitchen with Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg.
Sandberg!
By Lawrence Holmes. To enter, log on to cbschicago.com.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month. Also remember to join them at the dealership on Thursday, July 20th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. as Wilson Contreras will be stopping by to meet some of Chicago's best baseball fans.
I played in the Fall Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. Wilson Contreras' meet date and times are subject to change. No purchase necessary. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/17.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
you're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio